The Old Testament, Epistle, and Gospel will be read from the International Children's Bible. The Collect and Psalms will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Track 1, Old Testament, is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. After these things, God tested Abraham's faith. God said to him, "Abraham," and he answered, "Here I am." Then God said, "Take your only son Isaac, the son you love, go to the land of Moriah. There, kill him and offer him as a whole burnt offering. Do this on one of the mountains there. I will tell you which one." Early in the morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took Isaac and two servants with him. He cut the wood for the sacrifice. Then they went to the place God had told them to go. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey. My son and I will go over there and worship. Then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the sacrifice and gave it to his son to carry. Abraham took the knife and the fire. So Abraham and his son went on together. Isaac said to his father, Abraham, "Father." Abraham answered, "Yes, my son." Isaac said, "We have the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb we will burn as a sacrifice?" Abraham answered, "God will give us the lamb for the sacrifice, my son." So Abraham and his son went on together. They came to the place God had told him about. There Abraham built an altar. He laid the wood on it. Then he tied up his son Isaac, and he laid Isaac on the wood on the altar. Then Abraham took his knife and was about to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven. The angel said, "Abraham, Abraham." Abraham answered, "Yes." The angel said, "Don't kill your son or hurt him in any way. Now I can see that you respect God. I see that you have not kept your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham looked up and saw a male sheep. Its horns were caught in a bush. So Abraham went and took the sheep and killed it. He offered it as a whole burnt offering to God. Abraham's son was saved. So Abraham named that place, "The Lord Gives." Even today, people say, "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be given." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 1 Psalm is Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I have perplexity in my mind and grief in my heart day after day? How long shall my enemy triumph over me? Look upon me and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, lest I sleep in death. Lest my enemy say, "I have prevailed over him," and my foes rejoice that I have fallen. But I put my trust in your mercy. My heart is joyful because of your saving help. I will sing to the Lord, for he has dealt with me richly. I will praise the name of the Lord Most High. Track 2, Old Testament, is from Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 5 through 9. Then the prophet Jeremiah answered the prophet Hananiah. They were standing in the temple of the Lord. The priests and all the people there could hear Jeremiah's answer. He said, "Amen, let the Lord really do that. May the Lord make the message you prophesy come true. May the Lord bring everything from the Lord's temple back from Babylon, and may he bring back to their homes all the people who were taken as captives. But listen to what I must say to you and all the people. There were prophets long before we became prophets, Hananiah. They prophesied that war, hunger, and terrible sicknesses would come. They would come to many countries and great kingdoms. But a prophet might prophesy that we will have peace. The message of that prophet might come true. If it does, only then can he be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 2 Psalm is Psalm 89, verses 1 through 4 and 15 through 18. Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing. From age to age my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness. For I am persuaded that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and preserve your throne for all generations. Happy are the people who know the festal shout. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence. They rejoice daily in your name. They are jubilant in your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength, and by your favor our might is exalted. Truly the Lord is our ruler. The Holy One of Israel is our King. The epistle is from Romans chapter 6, verses 12 through 23. So do not let sin control you in your life here on earth. You must not be ruled by the things your sinful self makes you want to do. Do not offer the parts of your body to serve sin. Do not use your bodies as things to do evil with, but offer yourselves to God. Be like people who have died and now live. Offer the parts of your body to God to be used for doing good. Sin will not be your master, because you are not under law, but under God's grace. So what should we do? Should we sin because we are under grace and not under law? No. Surely you know that when you give yourselves like slaves to obey someone, then you are really slaves of that person. The person you obey is your master. You can follow sin or obey God. Sin brings spiritual death, but obeying God makes you right with Him. In the past, you were slaves to sin. Sin controlled you. But thank God, you fully obeyed the things that were taught to you. You were made free from sin, and now you are slaves to goodness. I use this example because this is hard for you to understand. In the past, you offered the parts of your body to be slaves to sin and evil. You lived only for evil. In the same way, now you must give yourselves to be slaves of goodness. Then you will live only for God. In the past, you were slaves to sin, and goodness did not control you. You did evil things, and now you are ashamed of them. Those things only bring death, but now you are free from sin and have become slaves of God. This brings you a life that is only for God, and this gives you life forever. The payment for sin is death, but God gives us the free gift of life forever in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to 42. Whoever accepts you also accepts me, and whoever accepts me also accepts the one who sent me. Whoever meets a prophet and accepts him will receive the reward of a prophet. And whoever accepts a good man because that man is good will receive the reward of a good man. Whoever helps one of these little ones because they are my followers will truly get his reward. He will get his reward even if he only gave my follower a cup of cold water. The Gospel of the Lord. On July 2nd, we celebrate the lives of Walter Rauschenbusch, Washington Gladden, and Jacob Riis, prophetic witnesses, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Born the son of a German preacher in upstate New York, Walter Rauschenbusch's childhood was steeped in traditional Protestant doctrine and biblical literalism. While attending Rochester Theological Seminary, he came to believe that Jesus died to substitute love for selfishness as the basis of human society. For Rauschenbusch, the kingdom of God was not a matter of getting individuals to heaven, but of transforming life on earth into the harmony of heaven. In works such as The Theology for the Social Gospel, Rauschenbusch enumerated the social sins which Jesus bore on the cross, including the combination of greed and political power, militarism, and class contempt. In 1892, he and some friends formed the Brotherhood of the Kingdom, a group whose mission was to open the eyes of the church to the reality of the kingdom of God on earth. Like Rauschenbusch, Washington Gladden's ministry was dedicated to the realization of the kingdom of God in this world. Gladden was the acting religious editor of the New York Independent, in which he exposed corruption in the New York political system. Gladden was the first American clergyman to approve of and support labor unions. After meeting W.E.B. Du Bois, he became an early opponent of segregation. Born in Denmark in 1849, Jacob Riis arrived in New York City in 1870 as multitudes of immigrants flooded the city seeking work following the devastation of the Civil War. As a police reporter for the New York Tribune, Riis witnessed the poorest, most crime-ridden parts of the city. Teaching himself photography, he combined word and image to display the devastating effects of poverty and crime on so many in New York. His work led Theodore Roosevelt, then city police commissioner, to close down the police-run poorhouses in which Riis had struggled during his first months in New York. A lifelong Lutheran, Riis wrote of consecrating his pen for Christ, "I wish I could honestly say that it has always come up to the high ideal set it then. I can say, though, that it has ever striven toward it, and that scarce a day has passed since that I have not thought of the charge then laid upon it and upon me." Let us pray. Loving God, you call us to do justice and love kindness. We thank you for the witness of Walter Rauschenbusch, Washington Gladden, and Jacob Riis, reformers of society, and we pray that following their examples of faithfulness to the gospel, we may be ever mindful of the suffering of those who are poor and work diligently for the reform of our communities. Through Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen.